The long-term reason, I think, has to do with what we call hyperpartisanship. That hits Illinois. Illinois is nothing if not a partisan state. But secondly, there's the conflict between what you might call the budget cycle and the political cycle. We're moving into an election year. And if you notice, in some of this debate in Springfield, Democrats are maneuvering to position the Republicans disadvantageously, and the Republicans are trying to do the same thing to the Democrats. The Democrats want to raise the minimum wage, knowing that the governor may veto it. They're trying to raise taxes, hoping, I think, that he will veto that. Therefore, they can say, well, we can't spend money on popular social problems and policies. So the Republicans, on the other hand, counter by saying, well, let's try to pin no freeze on property taxes. Let's try to pin higher taxes on the governor. So as much as they're trying to get a budget, they seem to be looking beyond the current fiscal year and to the political year coming up in 2018. And when the political cycle and the fiscal cycle are out of whack, that can really cause problems.
What does anyone even have to win in this standoff?
Almost nobody seems to feel a sense of crisis or urgency. It's like we're in a slow motion disaster. If state agencies shut their doors, if people just didn't get the services at all, if there was some sort of visible emergency, then I think people might drive the legislature to do something. But what you hear is a shortfall here, this agency laying off a few people. It's a slow motion train wreck instead of a very visible disaster. And that seems to me to reduce the sense of urgency. But secondly and finally, it seems to me the only thing that's going to make any difference is for the citizens of Illinois to decide, we'll do it. In other words, we'll vote the rascals out, we'll vote new rascals in, we'll make a difference. That hasn't happened in the last two electoral cycles.
Let's big picture here. So what does this lack of a budget do to the state's economy and the state's reputation?
It harms both of them. We have, I believe, the worst credit rating of any state in the country. Moody's Investment Service has announced that if the budget can't be fabricated or put together by, I believe, July 1, the end of the fiscal year, that they will lower the state's credit rating. And I think to lower it means to put it in the junk bond category. That will have enormous consequences because it means that if they try to sell bonds to raise more money, the interest rate, which means the cost, will be even higher. But I think more importantly, it makes Illinois a bad place to come to do business, to raise a family, to grow a business. If you compare Illinois to the states around it, we have a very visible comparison of what it's like to have no budget, no promise of a budget compared to some sort of reasonable fiscal policy as the other states have. So it harms the state as far as growth rates, unemployment, education, because education can't get funded. And of all the things that we need in a state like Illinois, it's to improve the educational system to help train workers to get jobs and to bring jobs into the state. So it just harms us in almost every way imaginable. And you mentioned reputation. It makes us really look bad. I mean, just bad.
What does this stalemate mean for me as a resident of Illinois?
Our unemployment rate could be lower, our growth rate could be higher, so we're paying a cost in terms of diminished economic development, we're paying a cost in terms of lower quality education, and we're paying a cost in the form of either reduced or in some cases not even having social services. So it's not like being hit with a pie in the face. It's not always a visible cost, but it's still a persistent cost. And it's a cost that almost everyone in the state is paying. I mean, I can't think of any group that's really benefiting from this situation.
So what can your average Illinoisan do? I mean, we can all zip tie ourselves together in front of the governor's office, but obviously that doesn't get you a budget. What can we do?
Find a way to focus the attention of the governor and the legislature on addressing this problem. Now they have to, if they're going to pass any sort of legislation, in either chamber of the legislature, it takes a three-fifths majority. By July 1, there'll be an expiration of spending authority, so conceivably, the state could shut down. That's not going to happen. What they'll probably do is fund, as they did last year at this time, fund specific programs on what they call in Washington a continuing resolution. In other words, fund existing programs at two-thirds of the current level, or maybe the current level, but not make adjustments, not set a long-term budget. But they'll address education, healthcare, the really essential issues with these focused or continuing resolutions. And we could limp on into the next fiscal year with, again, no budget. And it's not that the word budget is some sort of magical word, but a budget is a plan. A budget is a plan for how one is going to spend money when one doesn't have enough money to spend all that you want to spend it on. So what it means with no budget is ad hoc policy making. Here's a problem, let's fix it. Here's a problem, let's fix it. It's a reactive way of addressing issues. So without a budget, there's no plan. How will we grow the economy? How will we raise taxes if that's necessary? How will we cut spending if that's necessary? A budget is a plan for managing. And if we can't manage the state, then that's a terrible admission on the part of Illinoisans that we can't, quote unquote, put our house in order. So we need a budget, and not for the magic of numbers and two columns side by side, but we need a budget because that means that somebody has made a plan. And if we stick to that plan, we can perhaps get our way out of this. But I don't see that on the immediate horizon right now.